I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio with Health Focus here at the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston. Sickle cell disease is a chronic disease that affects about 4,000 people in South Carolina and 100,000 people in the U.S. To talk about new treatments in development for sickle cell disease is Dr. Julie Cantor. She's an associate professor of hematology oncology and director of sickle cell disease research at MUSC. Dr. Cantor, tell us about sickle cell disease.
It is the most common inherited blood disorder in the United States, and it is caused by a mutation in hemoglobin. Hemoglobin is the protein in the red blood cell that carries oxygen. So you need hemoglobin to deliver oxygen to all of your tissues in your body. In sickle cell disease, the hemoglobin is malfunctioned. It causes the cells to take on a funny, abnormal shape and stick to the inside of the blood vessel. The result is a blockage of blood flow, chronic inflammation, an increased risk of stroke, an increased risk of early death, and unfortunately, a very high risk of chronic and acute episodes of pain called crises.
And what is the current treatment?
This disease was originally recognized in 1910. Despite that it's been known for so long, we only have one FDA-approved therapy that's currently available called hydroxyurea.
Tell us about therapies that might be on the horizon that hold promise for sickle cell disease.
There are a number of new medications and therapies being tested in this disease. And in fact, I just came from a sickle cell therapeutics conference where we had over 7 different companies presenting new therapies. The one I am most excited about thus far is a study we did on a drug now called crizanlizumab.
And at what stage is this research right now?
We tested this therapy in a big clinical trial in 2014, and the results were very positive, published in the New England Journal. We are now refining the therapy in a subsequent clinical trial, and we hope that it will be filed by the company in the next year and perhaps available to the public in 2019. In addition to that, we have upcoming new curative therapies that we are testing. As of right now, the only curative therapy for sickle cell disease is a bone marrow transplant. Unfortunately, we don't have enough donors for individuals living with sickle cell disease to make this a reality for most patients.
Is a bone marrow transplant the same thing as a stem cell transplant?
It is. So in fact, stem cells are the cells within the bone marrow that make your other blood cells. Unfortunately, a lot of people with sickle cell disease don't have a match. So to make alternative therapies an option, people are using gene therapy. We are testing gene therapy here in a new trial in which we take a patient's bone marrow and actually insert a gene for healthy hemoglobin into their bone marrow. They undergo a transplant and get their own bone marrow back, called an autologous transplant, during which they now have the new gene. And it hopefully will allow them to make healthy, normal hemoglobin.
And at what stage is this research right now?
We are finishing the first trial, which is a phase 1, phase 2 trial in sickle cell disease. The same therapy is being used in thalassemia, which is another hemoglobin disorder, and they're already in phase 3. So we are feeling very excited about this therapy.
Any other therapies that are looking promising?
We have several new trials going because we don't know what the ultimate best combination therapy is going to be in this disease. We are really excited about the number of companies involved and the number of options we are developing in clinical trials for patients.
Dr. Cantor, thanks for this update about sickle cell disease research.
Thank you for having me.
From the Medical University of South Carolina studio in Charleston, I'm Bobby Connor for South Carolina Public Radio.